This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the 3-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Can you understand the frustration, though, that Americans have about the situation at the border?
It's not a monolith. There are a variety of components to this.
Listen, you little wiseacre. I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm big, you're little. I'm right, you're wrong. And there's nothing you can do about it.
That under the previous administration, they decimated a system that was designed to address immigration.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars.
I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him.
I just hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
And she said, we're going to get him. That her whole campaign was based on that. This was just a continuation of a witch hunt.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're sold out of the gift cards to the Chatham Cut. It's a great place. Get down there if you haven't been there yet. And everybody who got the gift cards is really going to enjoy being there. I guarantee it. Joining us now on the line is Peter Navarro. He is was one of President Trump's top economic aides, and he is the author of a new book, Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back. And it was just published, and it's doing quite well on the on Amazon, I see. And you may recall that Peter Navarro, he lives in Washington, D.C., very close to FBI headquarters, and they decided they were going to indict him for contempt of Congress. And so rather than just having him walk around the corner to the J. Edgar Hoover building, I think on Pennsylvania Avenue, they decided to grab him at the airport, Roger Stone-like or Mar-a-Lago raid-like, and just humiliate him. It's just outrageous what's been going on. But we're happy to have Peter Navarro on the line with us now to talk about his new book, Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back. Thanks for being with us here again on the Howie Carr Show, Peter Navarro.
Yeah, Howie, it's always a pleasure to spend some time with you. I'm literally, as I sit here, a field goal kick away from the FBI, and you're absolutely right. What they should have done and could have done is do the voluntary surrender, as they call it in the trade. Call me or my lawyer and bring me in that way. And instead, they went full metal jacket on me at the airport. 5 armed FBI agents, leg irons, strip search.
Leg irons. Not just handcuffs, leg irons.
Leg irons are a trip, Howie. It's like, so they put me in leg irons, and I'm kind of, it's kind of like, I'm in my 70s and studied Kafka when I was at Tufts in your area. It took me like this long to figure out what Kafka was talking about. But it was like, are you guys kidding me? And I'm walking down the hall following this guard, and he's going like a jet. And I'm trying to keep up. And, you know, you can only do about a 3-inch stride in leg irons.
Right.
They put me in a cell and make a big deal out of saying it was the same cell that John Hinckley sat in when he shot Ronald Reagan. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what did I do in the White House? Save lives, create jobs. I'm in leg irons. The new book, Taking Back Trump's America, is for me, partly as a result of my experience. It's not a book, it's a mission. We got to stop these people, Howie. They're destroying our economy, our civil liberties. They're destroying our border. They're destroying our national security. They're in bed with the communist Chinese. And this Taking Back Trump's America book is both a battle plan and blueprint for doing exactly that. And I'm telling you, Howie, with the way things are going right now, we don't have a moment to lose. It's got to start in November. would take Nancy Pelosi the hell out of the speaker's role in the House, and putting somebody in there who supports Trump Republicanism, Howie.
I agree, Peter Navarro. I don't know if you've heard, but this afternoon there was a judge, a state judge in Massachusetts, who let an illegal alien out the back door of her courtroom, even though there was a ICE agent waiting to pick this guy up, twice deported career criminal from the Dominican. And she was indicted, this judge, and they appealed it, said it was a political decision by Trump to indict her. It was appealed to the First Circuit Court of Appeals. The appeals court said it's a totally legitimate obstruction of justice complaint against her. And today they tossed the case on this former member of the Democrat State Committee, big Democrat campaign contributor. This comes after what they did to you. I mean, you didn't do anything but refuse to testify before the Star Chamber January 6th Commission, and they treated you like you were a mobster or a serial killer.
It's the dual system of injustice, Howie. And to be clear for your listeners, there's a really important constitutional principle at stake here. They subpoenaed me. President Trump invoked what's called executive privilege. By law, it is not my privilege to waive. And I told the committee, as I did the Justice Department, repeatedly and explicitly, you want me to testify and turn over any documents, all you have to do is call the president and get him to waive the privilege. They never did that. All they did instead was paid me down at the airport with five armed FBI agents. The only difference between what they did to me and Trump at Mar-a-Lago was my guys had handguns. Down there, they took rifles. But it was the same kind of over-the-top show of brutality and force. It's designed to, like, make me submit to their will in the hopes somehow I can contribute to their Russia hoax-style, J6 hoax criminal gambit against them to stop Trump from running for president. That's what this is all about, Howie. They want to take him out and his advisors out. Ellie, they stopped Mike Lindell at a Hardee's the other day and took away what effectively was his business. They took that wasn't his phone, it was his phone plus what he used every day and every minute to run a business that employs thousands of Americans right here on U.S. soil. This is how they roll, Howie. So this book, Taking Back Trump's America, has turned out to be even more timely than I thought it would be when I wrote it.
And now President Trump has to deal with this ridiculous civil lawsuit where, you know, he's accused of defrauding the government. And the Attorney General of New York says that he inflated the value of his real estate so he could pay lower taxes. And I read that yesterday, Peter Navarro, and I said, does anybody in her office own real estate? That's not how it works.
Howie, look, the Democrats use a tool known as lawfare, right? Yep. The communist Chinese use it too. It's basically the perversion of our system for partisan ends. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm faced with a misdemeanor, okay, it's a misdemeanor, but it does carry a 2-year prison term. And I'm already down close to $500,000 out the doors to attorneys. I've got some folks helping me, certainly. I've got a legal defense fund, this, that, and the other thing, but this is going to be over $1 million when it's all said and done. And even if I'm found not guilty, and I've done nothing wrong but stand up for the Constitution, I'm still going to have, you know, part of my life lost, and certainly
like Flynn. I mean, Flynn lost one of his houses. He had to sell it off. Roger Stone had to liquidate the college funds for his grandchildren. I mean, they're just trying to kill you. By the way, Flynn,
$7 million. I love Mike Flynn. There's a great story about General Flynn early in the Taking Back Trump's America book, during the transition at Trump Tower War Room in Manhattan. He and I are sitting there. We're literally plotting to take down communist China's attack on America. The next thing I know, the FBI's got him wrapped up in this phony Russia hoax, and he's out the door. And it was, as I write in Taking Back Trump's America book, that was very costly, Howie. It's not just, it was subtraction by subtraction, because we not only lost Flynn, we wound up with H.R. McMaster, who was like a globalist mistake that didn't last very long under Trump, but boy, did he do damage while he was there. And these are the kinds of things they do, Howie. It's just wrong. The people of America, look, I know you're in an area of the country where it's as blue as it might get, but this has got to be offensive to working-class Democrats who are seeing their wages eroded by inflation, their pension funds decimated by these Democrats. And at some point, things got to flip, and hopefully they're going to flip in November and then again in December and in 2024.
Yeah. You know what? You're raising money for your legal defense on one of our new advertisers websites, Give, Send, Go. That's a it's a great
love
new
love those guys.
It's a great new website, and they're advertising on our show. If you want to help out Peter Navarro, these again, this is lawfare. We should be talking more about this. They're just trying to. They have unlimited resources at their disposal, because they're the government or they're Silicon Valley, and they're just crushing people. Whether it's Mike Flynn or Peter Navarro or Roger Stone, and they you know, it doesn't matter if they, you know, what happens ultimately in the courtroom. The goal is just to destroy you and confound you and to make you just say, I can't afford to go toe to toe with these people because it's just too expensive.
Yes, so that's exactly right.
Give, send, go/Navarro. That's where you want to go to contribute. Give, send, go/Navarro. Well, one last thing, Peter. We're running out of time.
Sure, Howie.
So go ahead. So. Give us the title of your book again.
Taking Back Trump's America. I think it's how it's going to be not just a blueprint and battle cry for MAGA and taking back the House and the White House. I think it's an important historical contribution because I was only one of three people there, Howie, who was with the boss all the way from the campaign all the way to the end. I saw everything. And that's reflected in this book. And I think people who are curious about how White Houses work and sometimes don't work will find this to be a great read, as well as an action plan politically to take back our country.
Great, Peter. We'll have you on again, and good luck with the court case, and good luck with the book. It's available at fine bookstores everywhere and Amazon. And if you want to contribute, go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. GiveSendGo.com/Navarro. Thank you, Peter. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier. One customer texted me, "The Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting and driving several hours in the car with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is so much easier to endure now. After two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this winter. Thanks, Eden Pure." One of our VIPs from New Hampshire told me a couple of weeks ago that his wife sells used clothing online. Nice stuff, but sometimes the clothes come with lingering smoke or cat smells. So she uses the extension cord and puts the Eden Pure in a bag with the clothes, and all the unpleasant odors are gone within an hour. For all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. With inflation, more people are buying their Christmas gifts early. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr. He He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a while. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What should have happened to Judge Shelley Joseph after her indictment? Should she have been fired from her $207,000 a year job, imprisoned, or promoted to a higher judgeship?
Obstruction of justice? I think she should have been imprisoned.
52% say imprisonment, 44% say fired, and 4% say promoted.
That's probably what's going to happen. You know that. She's a Superior Court, Appeals Court, or the Supreme Judicial Court of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. I have to play you this cut from Rashida Tlaib. She's the congresswoman from Detroit area, Dearborn, and she's the Palestinian. She doesn't much like Jewish people and like Ilhan Omar. And so yesterday she was talking to the CEOs of some of the nation's largest banks. And she was talking about climate change and how they needed to divest themselves of fossil fuels, you know, stop financing fossil fuels. And they basically told her to pound sand. But you got to hear this cut. This is her lecturing the CEOs of the big banks. Cut 10.
Several targets of limiting global temperature rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 1.5 degrees Celsius. So no new fossil fuel production starting today. That's like zero.
Celsius? Is Celsius anything like Celsius? I mean, has she never watched a weather report on television? Celsius. Celsius.
Sounds like a prescription jug.
There's a lot of that going around. So anyway,
prescription jugs.
So these are, I don't know if this is just Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, or if this is other ones as well. But they were responding to what these ridiculous suggestions by these nut Democrats who don't even know how to pronounce Celsius. Cut 11.
So I would like to ask all of you and go down the list, because again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Dimon.
Absolutely not. And that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Sir, you know what? Everybody that got relief from student loans has a bank account with your bank should probably take out their account and close their account. The fact that you're not even there to help relieve many of the folks that are in debt, extreme debt, because of student loan debt, and you're out there criticizing it. Ms. Frazier, how about you?
We will continue to invest in and support clients who are investing in fossil fuels and in helping them transition to cleaner energies.
And Mr. Monahan?
We are helping our clients make a transition, and that means we're lending to both oil and gas companies and to new energy companies and helping monitor their course towards the standards you're talking about.
Yeah, Mr. Sharp?
The same thing as Mr. Moynihan said.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you, Mr. Dimon, because you obviously don't care about working class people in frontline communities like ours.
Again, whenever a Democrat says working class, it means non-working class. And this is just the latest example of it.
I'm going to fill out an application for a Chase credit card.
And what is this thing? Everybody who had their student loans forgiven? Wait, I thought they were all destitute anyway. You know, they weren't. Isn't that why we had to assume their debts, all the gender studies majors and the queer studies majors and the sustainability majors. What money do they have? This woman is insane. I go back and forth which of the squad is most demented. And today I'm voting for Rashida Tlaib. I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, President Trump was on last night with Sean Hannity from Mar-a-Lago. He's just moved back in, and it was an entertaining interview. And he made some good points, I think, about the strategic petroleum reserves. We've talked about this. Trump filled it up to a large degree. He wanted to fill it to the brim, to overflowing. And he asked for $3 million from Congress, but Chuck Schumer stopped it. He said it was a payoff to big oil. This was in 2020, early part of the year, when the panic was just getting ginned up by the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the Democrat Party, and he stopped it. So now they're just draining it willy-nilly to keep the prices down before the midterm. And this was Trump talking about what they're doing with the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Cut 23.
As soon as the election's over, they're artificially... I filled up the strategic reserves when oil was cheap. I bought 75 million barrels at a very, very cheap price. Filled it all up right to the top. First time it happened in 50 years where it was filled to the top. And they've taken that and they're giving it to people. It's supposed to be meant for war and for the military. Right. They're giving to people to keep the oil prices down before an election. That's where it's being used. When the election is over, gasoline will go through the roof.
All right.
And so will your heating bills. So will your electric bills.
Well, the electric bills are already going through the roof, as we're finding out. In New England, especially, and the heating oil bills are already going through the roof. They're just kind of trying to keep the lid on the at least the heating oil bills until after the election. But I don't think it's going to work. 844-500-4242. So he also this was we know that they took all kinds of newspaper clippings, and they took a personal correspondence that he had probably with Little Rocket Man and others. But Trump told Sean last night that they took something else that we didn't know about, or so he thinks. Cut 20.
They also took, 500 pages of attorney-client privilege information? Have you gotten that back, by the way?
A lot. I don't know. I really don't know. They took a lot. I think they took my will. I found out yesterday. I said, where is it?
Am I in it?
I think they took my will. It could cause a lot of problems.
No.
That could cause a lot of problems if that gets published from people that won't be so happy, or maybe will be very happy.
Okay.
But no, I think they took my will. No, it's a horrible thing.
This is outrageous. I mean, again, think about this. I mean, think about what happened to Trump, to Peter Navarro, who we just had on, to Roger Stone, to Michael Flynn. And yet nothing happened to John Podesta, who's now, you know, passing out all this Green New Deal pork. Nothing happened to Hunter Biden. Nothing happened to this this corrupt state judge, Shelley Joseph. She got paid for letting an illegal alien career criminal out the back door of her courtroom. And she's a member, because she's a Democrat member of the state committee, everything's fine. Nothing happens. It's just astonishing. It's a double standard. It's a two-tier system of justice. Justice for them, injustice for us. It's just outrageous. 844-500-4242. Here's Trump describing how he heard about the home invasion by the Democrat Bureau of Investigation, the DBI, formerly known as the FBI. Now it's the DBI. Cut 17.
Sir, the FBI just came in. I said, what? The FBI? Who? And they go, the FBI. And I said, how many people? Many, many people, sir. Many, many people. And I couldn't believe it. And they wanted to do it quietly, silently. And I said, what do you mean silent? They're not silent, because I watched the way they were so horrible to so many people that you know and that I know that are good people, where they just attacked them at the house. And they wanted to do it quietly. And by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we started getting little strange calls, like from a group called the media, if you've ever heard of them. And they said, something strange is happening at Mar-a-Lago. There are people standing at the gates with AK-47s or some kind of a very sophisticated gun. And what's happening at Mar-a-Lago? And when I heard that, I said, well, let's put out a notice that we were attacked or raided or broken in by the FBI. I couldn't believe it.
Cut 19.
But they came onto the site. They wouldn't allow any legal representation or representation. So they go into the rooms, like my bedroom, my office. They go into the room.
Your wife's closet?
Wife's closet.
Your son's
wife's
bedroom?
My son's bedroom, yeah. There's a picture of Hunter Biden and Barron Trump. Barron looks so innocent, and Hunter doesn't look so innocent. They said his room was raided, but his wasn't. No, it was a terrible thing.
844-500-4242.
They didn't take off their shoes.
And then he made the obvious point that that we've all been thinking of, and that's that they you know, they didn't go through Hunter's room, they didn't, Hunter Biden's room. And so he was also asked about his reaction to Peekaboo James, the Attorney General of New York State, her press conference yesterday. It was earlier in the day, announcing that they're filing a civil suit against the Trump Organization. And again, speaking of coincidences, it just happens to be the day that the new Trafalgar poll comes out and shows that this guy named Henry, who was a fairly obscure New York City litigator, is running ahead of Letitia James, who's finishing out her first full term. And she had part of an earlier term, where she was appointed as attorney general. She's running behind this obscure guy who I don't think has a lot of money. His name is Henry. And so she decides to go after Donald Trump. And you know, nitwits on CNN and MSNBC are saying, Trump family members were indicted. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. It's a civil case. And by the way, who are the aggrieved parties here? Who lost money here? And they keep saying, well, he got loans by inflating the value of his properties. Do you ever hear of an appraisal? Has anybody in the New York Attorney General's office ever owned a property and tried to get, say, a line of credit on their home? You know what happens when you ask a bank to give you a line of credit? The bank sends out an appraiser. And you're charged as the person who's looking for the loan. You're charged for the appraisal of your property, and then they decide how much they're going to loan you based on the appraisal. It's not, you don't get to say, I have a house that's worth, oh, it's only got 3 bedrooms, but it's worth $1 billion. That's not how it works. But apparently, that's how Letitia Peekaboo James thinks it works. So this is Trump's reaction to the civil lawsuit filed yesterday in New York State. Cut 16.
What was your reaction?
Well, she campaigned on it 4 years ago. It was a vicious campaign, and she just talked about Trump, and we're going to indict him, we're going to get him. She knew nothing about me. I never heard of her. But I saw this woman, I saw the statement she was putting out without knowing anything. And she said, we're going to get him. That's, her whole campaign was based on that. And then she came after us. We've been going over this for years. And I actually thought, because our values are really high, the company is great. I built a great company. You take places like this, so many other places that I have, like this, frankly. I mean, just among the finest places anywhere in the world. I actually thought that they would never bring a case, and she brought it. And the reason I thought, because she didn't have a case. I was of the impression she wanted to settle, but I had a problem, because how do you pay something, even if it's a small amount of money, if you're not guilty? This was just a continuation of a witch hunt that began when I came down the escalator at Trump Tower.
You know, and this is all they've got. They've got abortion, they've got Trump, and they've got January 6th, and that's all they got. And in the meantime, look what's happening at every mailbox, where you're getting notices from your electric company, your natural gas company. What's happening at the gas station? What's happening at the supermarket? Just got 603 in New Hampshire. We know electric went from 11 cents per kilowatt hours to 22 cents. I just got the notice my natural gas is going to nearly triple. This is what people are thinking about. They're not going along with this dog and pony show. You know, and it's a scary dog and pony show, because if they can do this to Trump or Navarro or Roger Stone or Michael Flynn, they can do it to you. They can do it to me. And I think people are starting to understand that. You know, what would happen to, again, I keep going back to this thing with Shelley Joseph today, which is just breaking news. We all knew it was going to get broomed because she's a good Democrat. But what would happen if a Republican judge let a domestic terrorist, a white supremacist, a Proud Boy, an Oath Keeper, out the back door of his courtroom, when the FBI, the Democrat Bureau of Investigation, was waiting to pick the guy up? Do you think the case would be broomed? Do you think the Republican judge, would be paid for 4 years, would get all of his legal bills taken care of by the state? I don't think so. I don't think so. But if you're a Democrat, you can do whatever you want. You have immunity. That guy Robert Tellis, who chopped up the investigative reporter in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, he's still getting paid. He's getting short money compared to Judge Joseph. He's only getting $130,000 a year, but he's in prison and he's still getting paid. Democrats aren't going to ever take away the public pay of fellow Democrats. It's professional courtesy. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed, that's right, armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to that $400,000 number, and they slipped this one in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of your time to building your nest for building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Goals' new guide, 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Your retirement plan's already being crushed every day in the market. It was down 100 points again today after being down 500 points yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Your money is being decimated. You need to call Monetary Goal now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. That's 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I just saw a Chiron on the TV screen. DeSantis said today, nobody seems to care about the real crises. That certainly is correct. I would not say that January 6th, also known as Ashley Babbitt Day, or Donald Trump, his post-presidency, or abortion, which is not going to be changed in any way by the Supreme Court decision and not for 99% of the American people, I would not say those are major problems. The major problems are the ones that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about because they've all gotten immeasurably worse under Brandon. 844-500-4242. And one of them is the high cost of energy, the what's going to happen this winter, which, again, they don't want to talk about it. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted, last year what I paid for propane and oil, I was shocked. This year is going to be three times the shock because of the amount it went up. But I'd like to ask everybody to stop paying the electric bills and the heating bills and see what happens then. When 80% of the people stop paying, what's going to happen?
I don't think that's a good solution. I mean, a lot of people aren't going to be able to pay anyway. And you know, the electric bill, most states, the utility companies can't shut you off in the winter for obvious reasons. I don't know what's going to happen. So, I mean, how much has your bill increased, Paul?
Well, I years ago it used to be $60 for electric. Now it's $150. It's insane. And the propane and the oil bill, it's through the roof. I was shocked. And if everybody stopped paying it, guess what? Pressure is going to go to the top. And somebody has to listen.
Yeah, this is what they want, though. This is what the Democrats want. They want people to be forced to use less fossil fuels. It's insane. I mean, you just heard Rashida Tlaib talking about Celsius, Fahrenheit and Celsius, not Celsius, Celsius. Thanks for the call, Paul. 844-500-4242. By the way, our new reporter, our new columnist, Emma Foley, has got a new column up on the website. It's right on the homepage. It's about she's moved to South Boston, and she's learning about how great it is to have a car in Boston. What a headache it is. Progressive policies spur Boston parking perturbance. And it's just really a pain. And, the Orange Line is supposedly back up and running, but the Orange Line isn't really back up and running. The people are complaining. The commuters are already saying that, they say they have these slow lanes, but the slow lanes are more and more of the actual line. And it takes forever to get from one stop to the next, let alone getting from Oak Grove to Forest Hills, if you're going all the way. I mean, it probably takes you 45 minutes to get there, to get that far. And then they're going to shut down other lines as well. 844-500-4242. And, you know, and as bad as these energy policies are, these Democrats, it's a religion with them. It's an article of faith. They won't hear of anything else. Senator Michael Bennett, he's the woke Democrat. He's in a tough race in Colorado. He comes from one of these pampered puke liberal families. His brother was the editorial page editor of the New York Times. Senator Michael Bennett, he still supports. Listen to what he supports. Cut 13.
We had to have a beginning of this transition, knowing that we're going to have to figure it out over time. Again, we should have started it 25 years ago, but we've now started it. And I think this is a major, very good piece of legislation. I still support, putting a fee on carbon, a price on carbon, but we haven't done that in this legislation.
He supports a carbon fee. I think his opponent is named O'Day, the Republican. I hope he gets an ad out tonight on that. And it's all the transition. Remember, the transition is not for them. It's for you. You're going to transition to poverty and taking the bus and being cold in the winter. They're not. Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, is not planning on transitioning. Mary, quickly, Mary, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, they want to take down the rainforest to do mining there. They're going to have climate control because that's going to deplete a major point of weather control if they do that.
Yep. I know. It's that's one thing. They never talk about that, and they never talk about the fact that there really isn't an, even if they destroy all the rainforest searching for all these rare minerals, they're not going to be able to find enough. 844-500-4242, and check out Emma Foley's column, Progressive Policy Spur Boston Parking Perturbance. It's HowieCarrShow.com. I'm Howie Carr.